CPA Moore.
This time of day, W2T sitting at home.
Steve, you don't know by now. I don't know. I'm off to chase around that little fuzzy yellow ball.
Finley, you are the ball.
Mostly the net and the people on the other side of the net. Take your pick.
I'm pounding on you pretty good, huh?
No, I go to a clinic they have there, and the top pro, she teaches it, and she says, David, sometimes you stand there and admire your shot too long. She said, yeah, it might have been a good shot, but she said it's coming back over the net, and you better be ready for it.
You're not, right?
Well, let's just say it might send me into a scramble when, if I had been paying a little more attention, I might not have to have moved so fast. But anyway, I've kind of learned that lesson.
It takes protocol and things like that, and fast reflexes, and also being aware of your surroundings, my friend.
Well, that's describing me, I suppose, with the fast reflexes and everything. This is NZLTR Mobile.
There goes the neighborhood, David.
Well, we have restrictions on this frequency, but evidently they just let anybody on here. Oh, Tom, how you doing, man?
The hood's going to pot. Good morning, gentlemen, shall I say. that's my water department here. We just are up at the water department paying our bill for the month. It's just a fun ride for us, and we're headed out to do some running around, going to the fruit market. And then Aldi's our favorite place, and Wally World our least favorite place. Go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah, and there he goes using that 50-cent word again with us, David. He's trying to insult us again. Now, Bernie said we'd think it was, trying to butter us up a little bit with him saying it. I don't know. Anyway, well, good morning to you, Tom, and good morning, Bernice. Keep him straight, will you please? I know that's a hard job. And all, but, I'm headed out here shortly. I got to go finish getting dressed and grab my gear because I got to go head up to the Publix. Anyway, go ahead, David.
Baby 4 CPA. Well, Tom, you said you had to do some running around, and I thought Bernice put a stop to that running around. I didn't know she still let you do that.
Well, with me, Dave. All the women just falling all over me. Shoot. At any rate. I have some of those yellow fuzzy balls at my place, too, but what I use them for is when I pull in the driveway, they're hanging on a string and they touch the windshield, a tennis ball, so that I don't get in there too far being a senior citizen.
Always work and all. Well, I don't know. Anyway, good to hear both of y'all this morning. I'm going to let you two keep at it. I'm going to go finish getting dressed so I can head on out and do what I got to do. Catch up to you on the car radio in a few minutes. W2T.
It's good talk with you, and if I destinated by then, you have a good day. Go ahead, Tom.
73's Rusty. Have a good day. I didn't hear what all you guys were talking about earlier because I had to turn the volume down at the window there where we pay our water bill. Are you going to play tennis, Dave?
I am. That's all we were talking about. It was just to Shelby this weekend?
I'd love to, but I'll tell you what, Dave, I have a problem with this heart problem, and it just sounds too risky to go into crowds lately. So I gotta watch this light. There's a big truck in front of me, and I can't see the light. So I'm going to abstain from it, Dave. Otherwise, I might. I don't really need anything. My antennas are up and working, and my radios are up and working, and I don't really need any supplies. If I think of some, I might have somebody pick me up something, but right offhand, I really can't think of anything. Just nothing at all. I'm very fortunate that things are working right now. But how about you? You going up there?
I'm thinking very seriously about it. There are a couple of things I need, and, you know, who knows, I might run into something that, you know, that I just can't live without. I kind of doubt it, but, you know, how that goes. Oh, me. I always have to wait, you know, I stand there and look at it, I go, okay, well, you know, am I really going to use this? And, you know, I haven't had one of these before, and, you know, you just have to weigh all the odds. How much am I going to use it, and, you know, how long is the wife going to fuss at me, you know? Depending on the price tag. So there's all kinds of factors to weigh before you, you know, make the purchase.
Well, I'll tell you something you might look for. That's why I used to be a huge ham fest up there. It was really, really big. I heard it's gotten smaller, but I bought my shooter to shoot up over the trees. It shoots a sinker up over the trees, and it's really come in handy. And back then, gosh, I think it was $39 or less. But a lot of times you have to buy the open face reel to put on it. And I've been working on mine here the last few days, and I had loaned it one time, and a gentleman fell and rent the reel, and then he was nice enough to get me another reel and put on there, and but it's just, it wasn't the one I wanted, so I went to Walmart and bought another one. And I'm not satisfied with it, so I was over at my neighbor's, and I seen this saltwater reel. Man, it's big. It holds a lot of line, so I ordered one and splurged a little bit. It was about, oh, $70, but that's one reason I kind of hate to loan it. I'd rather go shoot one for somebody than I would loan it, because he was a nice guy, but he just accidentally fell and smashed the reel. And so I spent $70 and got me a new reel. I'm going to try to put a fishing eyelet on it, you know, so it kind of guides it. But if you see one of those up there worth the money, it's a whole lot better than a slingshot, unless you got a slingshot like W4DJW's got. But I don't think you want to invest that kind of money.
Now that's one thing I would buy. I will be on the lookout for one of those. Do you have to use the open face reel? I mean, can you use the other design? Anyway, I guess that's my question.
Well, I think a free spool reel might work, because you know, a casting reel, they're not like the old ones in my days where the spool actually turned with the line through a gearbox. They're free spools. In other words, you just punch a button like the Garcia 5000 or something. I would think that'd work just fine, as long as it'll peel it off and not get backlash. I can just look at one of those reels and get a backlash. But I've never seen it done with those. However, you could try it. But that's where I bought my shooter at, was at Shelby. Now, I noticed they advertise them in QST, or had for many, many years now. There's a guy in there that sells them. He makes them out of PVC, and you can come over and look at mine. Heck, you could make one yourself easy. Just go down to Lowe's and buy the PVC. And the plastic valve. There's nothing fancy about it. But come on over and look at mine. And I might have some other things to help you out, too. I heard you talking about the other day. But they're easily constructed like the way this one is. And it'll shoot a 2-ounce sinker over a 100-foot tree.
I want to get my antenna higher than it's been in previous times. I mean, I've had somebody else do it, so I didn't want to argue with them, but complain about it, not being where I wanted it. So anyway, because I was just gracious for them to be there. So anyway, are grateful for them to be there and using their launcher. So, and I've seen, I tell you, the design that I like the best is the one that Bob N4IQ has. He actually has a trigger on it, and some people have a valve they have to open, which makes it a little more difficult to aim. But his has a trigger, and I like that because it makes it a lot easier to aim, and I'll just look, see what's available. If I don't see anything I like, I'll just build one, and we'll just go from there.
Yeah, ND7J has one, but it's a little more money. The nicest one I've ever seen is the one that Chad has, and it requires some machine work on a valve in order to make a trigger, in other words. But it's you can tell it's made by a craftsman. There's no doubt about Chad being a craftsman. But mine has that valve, and you're right. It's a little harder to aim. Yeah, go ahead, hon. And we're at the fruit market now. But I don't have any problem with it, except once in a while you got to change the line on it. And what I do is I shoot some 30-pound monofilament over the top of a tree, and have Bernice watch where the sinker lands. I've been thinking about repainting those sinkers. I painted them orange, but you know what? If a guy put some glitter on there, like silver glitter, they'd be easier to find. And then you just tie on a piece of parachute cord and pull it back over the top of the tree. You don't want to try to pull your antenna up with that monofilament line. It just gets too heavy, and you'll probably wind up snagging or breaking the line. But Dave, I'm here. I want to go in and look at Peaches also and give the lady a little static. She always says, here comes trouble when I come in. And she doubles the price on everything. Anyways, I think I got a bad reputation there for being ornery. 73s, Dave. Have a good day. Come up and see me and look this over if you get the time. KP4CBA and 0TR. 73, Dave.
All right, well, I got a scoot. I've got about 3 minutes, so I've got to hit the court here, and I'm sure they're probably already on it, warming up. So, 73s, and thanks for the info, and 0TR, KP4CBA, clear.
4CBA, KA3JCA, hello, sir.
CAN4ZLK, good morning, Richard.
4ZLK, good morning, Shane. KA3JCA, I'd let Sally say hi, but she's on a 15-minute break, and she's making herself a cup of coffee to stay awake at her work.
Tell her hello for me. I figured I'd say hello. Sounds like Dave punched the button, the power button, as soon as he signed off there.
Did. So I wasn't quite sure. Boy, I sit here looking. Somebody was talking about those things, and I remember Bob in D7J had a nice picture gallery, but I'm looking at his site. I don't see any of his pictures anymore.
It's been a while. They were there the last time I looked. Let me jump out real quick. I got to go in the bank here. And let's see, what am I going to do? Am I going to take out money or put in money? I haven't decided yet. Anyway, I'll talk to you in a little bit. M4ZLK.
JCA.
KAKK4SAC.
KK4SAC, KA3JCA.
Good morning. Just been sitting back and listening. This is Paul. I'm in Duncan. And I'm operating out of my trailer right now in the front yard, getting set up for Shelby. And I've just got a little vertical setting on the tongue of the camper. Over.
That's nice. You're making it into the repeater. A little bit of white noise, but not much. But I can hear you, and you're readable, and so forth like that. Yeah, so you're camping for the week? KA3JCA.
Negative. I'm getting ready for Shelby. We're camping up in Shelby Thursday.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't realize, do they have a campground right there at the Hamfest site itself, or do you guys have to just set up somewhere else?
The campsite, it's the fairgrounds, and they have power and sewer and everything, and you're right there where the vendors are. Over.
Makes it easy. Go out there and set up and walk the Hamfest. You get tired, you go back, lay down, get up, make yourself some lunch or something to eat, and then go out the rest of the day. That's awesome.
Yeah, we went last year and just loved it, absolutely loved it. And in fact, it was my wife's her first Hamfest. And she had such a great time that we went to Orlando.
I'm trying to talk my wife into seeing if she wants to go to Shelby next Saturday just for a little bit, but it's so hard to push me around in my manual wheelchair. I have a power chair, but I no longer have a vehicle to carry the power chair. And another ham said something about maybe hauling it up for me. So if I can convince Sally into going, I might do that, and then maybe I'll see you guys up there.
My truck will be parked towards the front, and the front license plate has my call sign on it, thanks to the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Ready? Well, let me let you run here. My wife needs something, and I want to take care of that before she goes back to work, and... It was a pleasure talking to you, and hopefully, if I do go to Shelby, we'll get a chance to meet. KA3JCA.
Your handle, Shane mentioned it, but I didn't hear it. I didn't catch it. Over.
It's Richard. Richard, and my wife's name is Sally, and then I have a daughter, Ashley. So Richard, Sally, and Ashley were all three hams.
Oh, that's cool. Very good. Well, I'll look forward to seeing you. If you make it, make sure you stop by. KK4SAC standing by.
KA3JCA.
QE Mobile.
KN4NUA, over.
4NUE. Name is Chad. How are you today, sir?
Great. This is KK4SAC, Paul and Duncan, and I'm operating just out of my trailer, and the little vertical is on the tongue of the trailer. Over.
I hear you. Well, you You're audible. You got a fair amount of white noise on you, but you are definitely audible. You're getting ready to go to Shelby, is that right?
Roger. We're going Thursday. Normally we would have gone Wednesday, but I couldn't leave Wednesday, so we had to just go Thursday and Friday, Saturday, and leave Sunday.
Okay, roger that. Well, be safe and have a good time. I'm not sure me and my wife haven't really talked about it, but we may drop in up there. I need a few odds and ends, but hope y'all.
Not the vendors, not the buildings, but the outside vendors. We'll be right there, and we're selling stuff, but nothing amateur radio.
I'm getting close to my destination, but I've heard you in there talking and just wanted to, you know, meet and greet for a few minutes. So, you guys be safe and enjoy your afternoon. 73s, this is KO4NUE, and I am clear.
KO4NUE, KN4VWA.
WA, go ahead, Steve.
Hey, I just want to jump in for just 1 second. I haven't seen that email on that win link yet.
I'll get it to you today. Just also want to let you know that I contacted Winlink this morning, and I think I'm just going to set up a gateway there at the house. So just keep that in mind. I know that'd be probably helpful to everybody in the club, but I will get that information to you.
Roger. And setting up the gateway there at the house, I remember I was pretty much peer-to-peer.
Your spot is just ideal for peer-to-peer if that's what you want to do. But if, you know, if you get a gateway set up there, you can choose to use it or not, whichever one you want. But settings are the same. Nothing changes between peer-to-peer and gateway.
Hey, Chad. Would it be advantageous to set up a gateway on my tower?
That would be ideal. It really would. But there's some requirements that come with the agreement, and that may not be ideal. But that's just something that, you know, you would have to decide for your station. Over.
Well, no. What I was thinking about is if you wanted to set up a gateway there in the sheet shed. You know, we're doing that other gear from Bob and Dave there in the she shed. So if you wanted to set up something there in the she shed just to, you know, get a little bit better coverage, you could do that if you wanted to.
Let me think about that. I'll give you a holler on landline, and we'll talk about that for a second, but may consider that. But the only concern I'm having is that some of the requirements for that is 24 hours a day, 365 is what they're wanting. Obviously, you know, because of what it provides for, you know, MCOM and the EOCs in the local area, that's kind of the commitment they're looking for. And, you know, you have to, this is going to be the biggie here, is that what you're doing is you're allowing traffic to move over your ISP 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365. So just, you know, kind of keep that in mind.
The only thing I'd be concerned about is when you check into something, some of that, more than likely you're going to want to set up a small computer there if you did it that way, and in that way you could get remote access to that computer if you needed it. The only thing I'm thinking about is bandwidth. How much bandwidth would it take up?
It'd be another option with that. Let me think through it, and I probably have this discussion privately. But I did consider that, but I just said, well, I don't want to be that forward. But let me do some thinking, and I'll get back with you. But I will send you the paperwork today.
Roger, Roger. Along with that, download links.
Oh, Roger that. Not a problem.
Well, hey, in the meantime, go out and have some fun, Bubba. I'll talk to you a little later. 73, and I didn't mean to interrupt and come in on your conversations, but anyhow, I was wondering about that set of links. So, 73, KN4WA, yeah, I'm clear.
That's KO4NUE, clear.
Okay, this is KK4SAC. Are you out of the bank yet?
SAC, N4ZLK, I am, and I heard you right when I was getting out of the truck. How are you doing? I haven't heard you in forever.
Well, it's been a forever, that's for sure. I'm doing great. I'm sitting in the trailer, I don't know if you heard that, but I'm sitting in the trailer trying to get ready for Shelby and setting up the 2-meter rig in the, right now it's in the trailer, but it'll be a mobile rig when we get on the road, and then when we're in the trailer, I plug it into the external power supply.
Working for you. Man, it's good to hear you. I think about you every once in a while. Hope you and your wife are doing well. Are you doing any more boating, or are you done with that?
Oh, I'm done with that. I sold the boat. Just got a trailer and a truck to pull it and try to go around as much as we can. But the house has become the boat. I had to rebuild the deck, and the sunsetter went bad, and let's see what else. Oh, the garage door opener broke. And it seems like I'm putting all my money now into the house.
It's going to be something. It doesn't matter what you do. Something's going to try to take your money. Well, that's good. I know you enjoyed the cruising for a while. I enjoyed keeping up with you a little bit just on your posts and things. But it looked like a lot of fun. We really enjoyed meeting you and your wife there on the boat down in Charleston there that one time. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we still talk about the dogs.
She is no longer with us, but we do have another one, very similar, same breed and everything, a whole different personality, just completely laid back and just really, she follows me around like a puppy dog, they say. She won't go anywhere without me.
Oh, well, that's funny. That's good. That is very good. The only other thing I will tell you is I built my deck out of the Trek synthetic lumber stuff. Well, I'll never do that again. That was so expensive.
Well, it'll last you a lifetime because I understand it's expensive, but lumber's expensive right now as well.
The problem is I was bragging to my wife that I just built the deck for 40 years. It'll last for 40 years before the underpinning rots out. And she mentioned to me about my current age, and at 78, I ain't going to see that 40 years.
Point there, but somebody will appreciate your spending the extra and the quality they got there. So that's really good to hear you. I'm kind of going up and down. I don't know if I can hold the repeater, but I just wanted to make sure Richard is still in there. If he is, I didn't want to leave him out. KA3JCA, are you still in there, Richard? N4ZLK.
KA3JCA, yep. I'm just sitting here listening to you guys talk.
Paul at a testing several years ago, KK4SAC, and We've talked on and off through the years, getting to meet he and his wife down in Charleston, and it was really good to hear him. But and Paul Richards, a really good guy too. I haven't met him personally, but talked to him several times on the radio, and I've always enjoyed it. Go ahead, Paul. N4ZLK.
We enjoyed having Jane and everybody down at the boat. And we lived in Marathon for 4 years on the boat. Came back to the house.
Okay, I caught some of that. A lot of it was in and out. You were in the noise level on my end, KA3JCA.
Roger. Well, I'll let you guys talk. I'm just going to sit here. I'm trying to get ready for Shelby, get all the equipment set up. Jane, are you going to come up to Shelby?
Yeah, probably not. If I had to guess, if I can, I'll let you know. I'll definitely look for you. And just an FYI, Paul, you met all my kids. Well, three of them are married. Two of them have little girls now. And the last single one, is getting married in March. So they're all out of the house. They're all doing well. Just thought, it's amazing how time flies. Anyway, go ahead, N4ZLK.
Good morning, N4IQ. Hey, Shane. That's a voice I haven't heard in quite some time. So I want to say hello. And also, Shane, I didn't know you had been so prolific. But anyway, my brother Phil and myself will be at Shelby. So I've got some stuff I'm going to put in the back of the car and try to get rid of it, Shelby. So hopefully I'll see both of you there, and for IQ.
Like I said, we're bringing the camper, so we'll be at along the fence line, the little road along the fence line. Over.
Well, hopefully I'll see you. Be wearing your name tag because I wouldn't recognize you. But look forward to it. Now, I've met Shane now. What was that, about 3 months ago, I guess, that I met Shane. But anyway, I hope we have a nice weekend for it. That's what I'm hoping. Go ahead, Shane.
Yeah, it was 2 or 3 months ago I met you. I enjoyed that as well. And Richard's in here, KA3JCA, and I'm going to have to jump out. I got another errand to run. It's good to hear all of you this morning. And enjoy Shelby, Paul, and Bill. Hopefully I'll be able to get up there, but I'm not sure. Richard, have a good day. Say hello to Sally. And you guys, I'll turn it over to Richard. N4ZLK, go ahead.
Okay, Shane, thank you very much. I'll be on and off throughout the day. I've been just monitoring this and the DMR radio. So I'll let the other guys pick it up there, and I'll just sit back here and listen for a little bit. KA3JCA.
And Shane, congratulations. I told my kids when they moved out it was the biggest payday I ever had. Over.
I miss them, but I see them all the time, so they're doing well, taking care of themselves, which I'm grateful for. 73, Paul and Bill, and we'll talk to you later. And Richard, N4ZLK.
I'll be in town this time.
Forever. This is, we're sold the boat, and we're just traveling in the camper for weeks at a time. That's about it.
You've become a landlubber. Okay. Last time I talked to you, you're headed back to, I think it's to Charleston, as I recall. Let's see. I'm over here in Simpleville. I just got out of water fitness class. And headed back home. I've got a schedule on the radio about 12:30, so once I get back, I need to feed one of my dogs, who doesn't wake up till about lunchtime anymore. I need to take care of him. But anyway, good hearing you. And I heard you say you're going to be, I think, loading your equipment or setting up your equipment or something. I guess that's what you're putting it in your camper?
Now, it's box worthy, I guess you would call it. What I'm doing is just trying to make sure the antenna was going to load, make sure the 2 meter was going to work and the HF rig was going to work. Because I usually, when I'm operating portable, I sit outside.
Yeah, I used to have a complete station, including an amplifier in my RV trailer. I sold it about 4 years ago. I miss doing that. But anyway, takes a while. Don't want to do it, so I said, well, I'm not going by myself, so I sold it. But did you take the equipment out of your boat and put it in an RV?
I sold the equipment out of the boat and bought the RV, the ICOM 718 and the TCY, I can't remember what it is, but a TCY TH8600.
Buddy with that radio, but anyway, not like wise move. I've got enough to fill up the back of my expedition here for Shelby, and I'm going to pick my brother up at 7 o'clock just outside Spartanburg. We're going to eat at Denny's, then head up to the Hamfest on Saturday. Anyway, I'm just about home. I'm in a bad spot here. I don't know if you hear me or not, but nice to have you back in the upstate again, Paul. Over.
Roger, Roger. Well, thank you very much for that. And yeah, I'm going to be selling a telescope and outboard motor and a dinghy and all sorts of stuff that's non-amateur related. And my wife's going to sell her painting.
You're going to be busy getting things ready for sale and advertising. If you're not already busy, to do that right, it takes some effort. All right, well, I'm going down my road to my house here, so I'm going to say 73. You have a good day. Maybe see you in Shelby, I hope so. In Frankie.
Well, I hope to see you there. I'll be wearing my hat that has my call sign on it. I got it at Shelby last year, and so I'm going to definitely wear it. I keep forgetting about it when I go to the Hamfest or go any place that when we're going out, and I just forget it. And so now I put it in the trailer, so I will remember it. This is KK4SAT.
Run outside right now and put it in your car or in your camper. All right. I'll have my badge. I don't have a hat with a call sign, but I don't know if you remember. Phil's call is AC4Q, so we'll probably be together when you see us. 73, and look for a red Expedition out in the tailgate section. N4IQ jerky.
I'll look for it, and I'll have my truck parked facing the road, so my call sign's on the front light plate.
Call sign is always easy to remember. SAT, like satellite. That's what I remember. Our Scholastic Aptitude Test. 73.